sadly, really hit me back in 2011. One of my brothers died suddenly of a heart attack. And it was such a shock to my entire family. So, what do you do with that? You have bereavement leave, but grief doesn't go away when your bereavement leave is done. So then I had another brother pass away suddenly 18 months later. I'm like, holy crap. Now, I felt more prepared the second time. So I seemed to kind of move through it with a little bit more. I don't know if ease is the right word, but I think I had more tools to help me go through it. But grief, you can't, even though people try to, you can't package it and put it in a closet, because if you put it away over there, it is going to show up unexpectedly. And I know that there were times I could, I had a way of, I don't even know if it was masking it. I just knew if I was having a tough day, I would tell my team in the morning, hey, I just want you to let you know, I woke up, I'm kind of having a tough day. You don't have to walk around on eggshells with me. I'll tell you if I need some, but I just want to tell you I'm feeling a little shaky today. And then I would have my team say, why don't you just stay home? No, it's not that I don't want to work. I just know I'm not my usual self. I'm having some feelings. What I found that was also a good model for my employees, that I could be strong enough to acknowledge, look, I'm having some feelings and I'm still able to do my job effectively. Or if it got to a point and said, guys, I need to go home a little bit earlier, or I'm probably just going to not wake up with the alarm. And that would make big difference. And it also gave my employees permission to do that if they needed it.